The first people to recognize their merit were the Italian 19th century song collectors and anthologists. I think all Wolffians ought to pay a special tribute to them. Without their pioneering spirit, we'd have had no Italian songbook to study and perform now. So let's salute Dalmedico, Marco Arbi, Tigri, and above all, their admired master, Tomaseo, who started all these studies with his Canti Popolari Toscani, published in Venice in 1841. That's when the Romantic movement, with its special interest in national and popular art, began to make such publications possible and indeed profitable. It's worth recalling how Niccolò Tomaseo introduced that 1841 collection to his Italian public. It's dedicated to the heart of my readers. It remembers and rejects what that patrician Latin poet Horace once wrote, Odi profanum vulgus. I hate the common people, he said. But Tomaseo begins like this, in contradiction. I love the common people, he says, il volgo profano. And he goes on. I don't hate academics, but let them keep their distance, he says. By academics, I mean those who prefer to sit on green velvet armchairs instead of fresh grass, and listen to the sound of clapping hands rather than the rushing stream. Whoever knows no other poetry than that of the printed book, whoever doesn't honour the common people when it writes its own verses and inspires great artists, let no such person so much as cast a glance on this collection. It's not designed for them. They would condemn it, they would mock it. So said Tomaseo. But the public of his own day loved his anthology. I wonder what is thought of it now. It was much admired by the German poet, novelist, and translator Paul Heyse. He was born in Berlin in 1830, and he lived to see the beginning of the First World War in 1914. Famous in his day as a Nobel Prize winner for literature, and lovers of Lieder still honor his name. And in those days, as I said about Schumann, German university students were encouraged by grants and special leave to spend time in Italy. Very formative for them. They needed it, the German authorities felt. Off went the young Paul Heyse on the road with his rucksack. His mission was to study ancient manuscripts in learned libraries. He forgot about that entirely. On his way through Tuscany to Rome, he heard people, the people, singing. And he was enchanted by what he heard. And when he came across the Italian anthology, as I mentioned, he knew he had to translate and publish a copious selection from them. In German, hence his Italienisches Liederbuch, published in 1860, which was the year that Hugo Wolf was born. And Wolf first discovered them in 1890, when he was 30.